Hello and welcome to the Zero to Finals podcast. My name is Tom, and in this episode, I'm going to be talking to you about coarctation of the aorta. And if you want to follow along with written notes on this topic, you can follow along at zerotofinals.com/coarctation or in the cardiology section of the Zero to Finals pediatrics book. So let's get straight into it. Coarctation of the aorta is a congenital condition where there's narrowing of the aortic arch. And this narrowing usually occurs around the ductus arteriosus. The severity of the coarctation, or the severity of the narrowing, can vary from mild to severe. It's often associated with an underlying genetic condition, particularly Turner's syndrome. Narrowing of the aorta reduces the pressure of blood flowing to the arteries that are distal to the narrowing. It increases the pressure in the areas that are proximal to the narrowing. Basically, the branches of the aorta that occur after the narrowing will have a lower pressure, and the branches of the aorta that occur before the narrowing will have a higher pressure. This means there's a higher pressure inside the heart and usually also the first three branches of the aorta. So how does it present? Often the only indication of coarctation of the aorta in a neonate may be weak femoral pulses. Performing a four-limb blood pressure will reveal high blood pressure in the limbs that are supplied from arteries that come before the narrowing and a lower blood pressure in the limbs that come after the narrowing. There may be a systolic murmur, which is heard below the left clavicle, which is called the left infraclavicular area, and also below the left scapula. Coarctation may have some other signs in infancy, and these can be tachypnea or fast respiratory rate and an increased work of breathing, poor feeding, and a grey floppy baby. Additional signs that may develop over time are a left ventricular heave, and this is due to left ventricular hypertrophy due to the increased strain on the left side of the heart having to push against this narrowing of the aorta. There may also be an underdeveloped left arm where there's reduced flow to the left subclavian artery and underdevelopment of the legs because of reduced flow to the vessels entering the legs. So what's the management? The severity of coarctation varies between patients. In mild cases, patients can live symptom-free until adulthood without requiring any surgical input. And in severe cases, patients will require emergency surgery shortly after birth. In cases of critical coarctation, where there's a risk of heart failure and death shortly after birth, prostaglandin E is used in order to keep the ductus arteriosus open whilst the child is waiting for surgery. This allows some blood to flow through the ductus arteriosus into the systemic circulation distal to the coarctation. Surgery is then performed to correct the coarctation and to ligate, or to stop the flow through the ductus arteriosus. Thanks for listening to this episode on coarctation of the aorta. A big thank you to Harry Watchman for perfectly editing the podcast. If you found this podcast helpful and you want written notes on this topic and all the other topics, head over to Amazon and pick up a copy of the Zero to Finals Pediatrics book. You can also find a full audiobook version of the Zero to Finals books with every single episode and topic that's covered in the books available to download to take with you wherever you go. You can also find all the notes, videos, illustrations, and questions completely free on the Zero to Finals website at zerotofinals.com. And I hope you tune in for the next episode, which will be on aortic valve stenosis.